Science Time. John Matuisi, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 22nd of June. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 168 BC, the Battle of Phydra took place, wherein Romans under Lucius Aemilius Paulus defeated the Macedonian king Perseus. The Romans were slightly undermanned against the Macedonians, around 38,000 to 43,000. However, they managed to inflict far, far greater casualties. You know it was a good battle when the phrase, "the elephants were ineffective against the mercenaries," is used to describe it. King Perseus surrendered after the battle, ending the Third Macedonian War. Playing in the dust, we'll find the silver dime. June 22nd in 1527, Fatahila, the commander for the Sultanate of Damak, expelled Portuguese forces from Sunda Kelapa in an event that is now regarded as the foundation of Jakarta. Fatahila is remembered as a national hero of Indonesia. The Holy Office in Rome forced Galileo to recant his view that the sun, not the earth, is the centre of the universe on today's date in 1633. 1813, after learning of American plans for a surprise attack on beaver dams in Ontario, Canadian heroine Laura Secord set out on a 32-kilometre journey on foot to warn British Lieutenant James Fitzgibbon as part of the War of 1812. In 1865, the CSS Shenandoah fired the last shot of the American Civil War into the Bering Strait to indicate their surrender. The second Victoria Bridge was opened in Brisbane by the Governor of Queensland, Lord Lamington, after the previous bridge had been destroyed by floodwaters, opened today's date in 1896. 1941, as part of World War II, Nazi Germany invaded the Soviet Union in Operation Barbarossa. What a great idea that was. Essentially, if you're not aware, this was the move that doomed the Third Reich. Far from the Nazi war machine continuing to roll through the rest of Europe, it forced Hitler to dedicate huge amounts of resources to the Eastern Front, where more forces were committed than in any other theatre of war in world history. Despite suffering absolutely horrific, astonishing, jaw-dropping losses, the Soviet Union did defeat the Germans. The Battle of Okinawa, also part of World War II, ended on today's date in 1945. 1977, the Uniting Church of Australia was formed when the Methodist, Congregational and Presbyterian churches all came together. And on June 22nd in 1990, Checkpoint Charlie, the best-known crossing point between East Berlin and West Berlin through the Berlin Wall, was dismantled as part of the destruction of the wall itself. It was considered a symbol of the Cold War, which, of course, was on its way out around the time they got rid of the checkpoints. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well. Meryl Streep is 69. One of my all-time favourite actors, Bruce Campbell, the Chin, is 60 this morning. Happy birthday, Bruce. Best-selling author Dan Brown is 54. Bob the Drag Queen, winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 8, is 32. And Laura Bingle is 31 this morning. And some absolutely tremendous musos today. Chris Christopherson is 82. Todd Rundgren is 70. Laurie Judstrom, founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, is 69. Alan Osmond, also 69. Gary Beers, bassist for In Excess, is 61. Terrific Aussie band. We were hearing one from them, Falling Down the Mountain, just before, but we are going out on someone different today. We've also got Dickie Barrett of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, 54. And Stephen Page of Bare Naked Ladies is 48. Going out on this one, though, this morning. This one going out to singer-songwriter Cyndi Lauper, 65 this morning. Huge career. Her debut solo album was the first debut by a female artist to chart 4 top 5 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Very much symbolic of the 80s, but more recently in 2013, she also won the Tony Award for Best Original Score for the musical Kinky Boots, making her the first woman to win the category by herself. So an absolutely tremendous trailblazer. She's also a great advocate for LGBTI rights. So good on you, Cyndi. We're going out on this one. Ooh, she bop, she bop. Cyndi Lauper taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.